the Grove is getting bigger for the first time since the year 2000, which is when the property was purchased by the County Ag and Open Space District, the State Coastal Conservancy, and two private donors for just over $2 million. And that was after Land Paths had put down an option on the property for $50,000 to keep it from being logged.
So how did it get bigger now?
Some neighbors have been watching what we've been doing and fairly closely, neighbors with adjacent property, and they decided through their trust to transfer their land after their passing to be included under the same management and protection as the Grove of the Old Trees.
So how big an expansion does that result in?
It's just over 5 acres, but it includes a number of ancient redwoods.
So knowing that that's going to happen at some point, you're doing some preparation this weekend?
We are. We actually have an annual work day out there, and we're particularly excited about the Grove because it was our first and continues to be one of our star people-powered parks, and that is the neighbors and different volunteers from around the county help us to steward the land. And as far as I know, it is the only park or preserve in Sonoma County that's privately owned but open for free to the public every day of the week. And there's no way we could do that without the neighbors that help us clear some of the brush for fire suppression, maintain the trails, and that's what we'll be doing on Sunday.
So when and where?
It's out on Fitzpatrick Lane. The best way is for people to go to our website, landpaths.org, and to look up on our calendar page to find the Grove event. The Grove is on Fitzpatrick Lane, which is a public road, but it's a single lane road. So we ask people to really keep their speed down and just really enjoy the tranquil setting out there and drive equally so. It does not get a lot of traffic, but a number of folks have continued to visit that property every single day for its park-like setting.
Do you have a sense of how old the old Grove actually might be?
I think there's 30-plus ancient redwoods. Some of the trees, we believe, are in excess of 1,800 years of age. In some ways, it's a rather remarkable stand because it's a remnant of what used to sit on that ridge overlooking Bodega Bay and the ocean. In fact, on a clear day, you can see the Farallon Islands from the Grove. As far as we know, it's the last intact remaining stand of trees of that size and that age anywhere in the area.
Just as impressive on a foggy, misty morning.
It's beautiful by sun or by fog, and it's particularly beautiful when you've got 30 or 40 new friends around you that are carting wood chips around the property and clearing some brush and helping to maintain the trails. And afterwards, there'll be a potluck at a neighbor's house.